Blog Talk Radio.
Talking about energetic protection. But before we get started, we have a message from our sponsor, Audible.com.
Happy New Day, everyone. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/soulsolution.
And every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have group DNA activation sessions. So please visit our websites, www.dnareplicate.com and www.freeyourmindtoshine.com to learn more. Also, we have new energetic services available on DNAReplicate.com, and we also have new products available. So please go to the websites and check out all of the new things that we have to offer. Now I will bring on our host, Ms. Laosa Rasul, and she will start us off with the Look of the Week. Ms. Laosa, are you there? Ms. Laosa, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, well, greetings and salutations. Welcome, everyone. I'm so happy to be with you today for another of our shows. Let me know, if you would, if we have any technical issues with sound, because you were a little less than strong today, and I don't know if I'm going to fade, too. All right?
Okay, all right.
Today, our book comes to us from one of our regular listeners. We have a listener whose name is Holly, who's recommending our book this week. And the name of the book that she's recommending for the listening audience is The Ultimate Happiness Prescription. And she just recently finished it and thought that this would be something everyone would be able to benefit from. This book is by Deepak Chopra, and it is available as an audiobook. So our book recommendation this week is from Holly, and it is The Ultimate Happiness Prescription by Deepak Chopra. And we're so happy to share that with you today. Also, we have a few other announcements. We are now adding audio files to the YouTube channel Load of the Sun. So if anyone would like to more easily find the audio files for the shows that you're listening to from Soul Solution, you can go to Load of the Sun. We've just put the files up, and you can be some of the first ones to click on them and listen to them. These are previous shows that we've done over the last year and a half. Also, as I mentioned earlier, amongst the new services that we have on DNAReplicate.com is we have a service which we'll be talking about today, which is light attunement to help people with the idea of protection. And we have another new service, which is soul translations, which gives us your themes, your challenges, and the gifts that you have. And these are wonderful new additions that people have really been taking advantage of. Additionally, you heard that we have some new products, and we do. We have a brand new product that's called Rain Body and Hair Conditioner, and this is something that is energetically charged with clearing frequencies, and it works very well on any spots or dryness on the body, as well as it can be put on the scalp, and it has clearing frequencies, so we encourage you to put it on your crown chakra to help keep you clear and free of any encumbrances, which is really what our topic is today. And this topic comes to us, our topic on protection, comes to us from one of our regular listeners in California, Karen. And Karen has asked us to talk about this subject more than what we have usually done. So today we're going to talk first about the idea, and we will take calls. If anyone wants to call in, you can call in, and Asiya will let us know if we have callers on the line. But one of the first things to understand about protection is that we really have to understand how the universal laws work. And this is a free choice universe. So free will is one of the most important laws and conditions for any soul who's on the physical plane. And free will provides us with an opportunity to make intentional choices that reinforce and bring forward our soul growth. So what really is happening is that we're all in an educational program, and we're in different levels of education. Some of us are coming in preschool and first grade, and some of us are going into high school, and some of us are in college, and some people are going for their master's or their PhDs. And so we're all in the soup, so to say, together, and we're all making choices. Were you saying something, Asiya? Okay.
No, I was.
Okay. So the physical world gives us an opportunity to reach our spiritual potential. And each of us who has come here was created for a specific purpose. So these are things that it's important to understand so that you will understand why it is that we need protection. So because we're in a free choice universe, and this is to be honored because it is one of the most important laws and conditions for those who are incarnate here, we need to discover ourselves through our options and our choices. The choices that we make every day, we need to make sure that we don't infringe upon another person's choices by having our choice be paramount instead of their choice. So we have to make sure that we use a level of, we reserve a certain amount of what we want to make sure it doesn't interfere with what other people are currently doing and what they want also. And this is one of the ways that we're able to evolve. Our souls are able to evolve. All of us are very unique and individual, and we each have our own energy pattern, our own energy signature, our own vibrational matrix, so to say. And because each of us are individual, and because we've been made very specifically, and because we're all at different levels of growth and understanding, then we find ourselves having many choices to make, and those choices help propel us towards our evolution, or they keep us in a place where we can continue to learn until we fully integrate the information that we need to have so that we can evolve. And so it's very important that we understand that before we go on to any other ideas about the need for spiritual protection, because it's important that we know that all of us are slowly learning and discovering how it is that we can be what we were designed to be, and then how it is that we have to work with other individuals so that we don't infringe upon what they're doing because of what we want to do. So we live in an electromagnetic universe, and like energy attracts like energy. So when we are thinking or vibrating at certain energy pitches, we will automatically gravitate to other energy that's at that same frequency or that same spectrum, and we will start to interact with that, whether it's what we consider to be positive or what we consider to be negative. Similar souls vibrate at light vibrations that actually gravitate them towards other light vibrations that are similar to their own signature. So what happens is that because we have free will, and we also have to explore one other law of the universe to have this discussion, and that's single mind awareness. That means the moment-to-moment awareness that we have. When you don't live in time and space, you can see everything in its fullness. So you see a child be a baby and then be the adult that the child will grow into all at the same time. But because we have single moment awareness, this allows us to perceive each thing, and this is where the teaching comes in, this is the classroom aspect, that we are able to see each thing moment by moment so that we can grasp what is taking place and experience the exquisite beauty of each moment. Like we can experience what it's like when a baby looks up in our eyes, and then years later we can experience what it's like when that baby has become a man and looks at us. Where if we weren't in single time and space, we would see the entity in all of its fullness at the same time. So these are the two laws that we want to make sure that we're aware of before I kind of get into this topic. So because we have time and space, this gift, so that we could grow, and it allows us to have the exquisiteness of seeing each thing in its individual moment, and that we can stay in the moment where our power is. Because of that, we can only see in three dimensions. So we could see the front of things and the sides of each object, but we couldn't see the back. And this idea of time and space and the limitation that was that exists because of time and space, that is a device to help us grow, created the illusion of privacy. So now in time and space, we think if we think a thought, another person won't know what it is. Or we think if we go into the bedroom and close the door and do something that wouldn't be acceptable if another person saw it, we think no one sees it. But that's an illusion. There really are no secrets. At the same time, there should be some level of discretion into entering into other people's privacy. So because of the time and space, it created a dynamic where souls thought, well, I have the illusion. I believe that there's really privacy because you can't see my back, or you can't see what I'm thinking, or you can't see what I'm doing inside my house, or what I'm doing with my pets or my children or my wife or my friends. You don't know what I'm doing. So all of a sudden, it created a circumstance where people could do things that when you hadn't got time and space are not possible, because everything can be known. But the reality is that everything can be known anyway, and that all of us can learn to do that. Although we should learn to keep our, to not look so intently into someone's privacy, to allow them to have privacy, because we do live in time and space. At the same time, everything that a person does in the thought that no one will know, the secret thoughts in their mind, well, nobody will know that this is really my motive. My motives are really just to enhance myself, but I'm going to do something that makes it look like I really care about something else. And that created the need for protection. So are you following, Asiya, or am I moving along at a pace where it's easy to understand and follow?
Yes, I'm definitely following, and I understand everything you're saying.
Okay, so.
Do I sound clearer, by the way?
Yes, you do. You do.
Okay.
So there's a law in physics, Newton's third law of motion, that every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction, and that this is the law of karma. And that is, in fact, a law of the universe as well, that whatever it is we are thinking, whatever it is that we are sending out, no matter what it is, the law does not judge what it is we're thinking or what it is we're doing. The law just sends it out. And it automatically, the same law, brings it back to us. And sometimes it brings it back to us in this lifetime, and sometimes it brings it back to us five lifetimes later. So it's important to understand that these three laws, the law of free will, the law of single moment awareness, and the law that Newton has brought forward, that for every action there's an opposite and equal reaction, that this exists. So this helps us to understand why we experience things and don't know why we're experiencing them, because we have had multiple experiences on this plane, in this physical reality, and some of them we're unaware of consciously. So it's important to know that sometimes what we experience that comes to us is from previous lifetimes. And some of that we can, because of how we are thinking and because of our own evolution, we can move beyond that and cancel some of that out. Some things we have to become aware of so that we can grow into greater beings. So the idea of karma is that the action that we do comes back to us in the same force, vitality, and with the same energy as how we send it out, which should encourage us to send out positive thought forms that are something that we would want to be receiving back. Now, Source from which we all come, wouldn't punish us any more than we would allow our children to be punished in a painful way to teach a lesson. However, what happens is that depending on how resilient or how resistant we are to the lesson depends on how much energy will be gathered. Now, how much you resist is going to be returned to you, and how intense the learning or the lesson will be. So when we make choices, we want to make choice that we have, we need to know about these laws, and we need to know that everything is not pre-planned. However, many things are things that we've chosen. We may have chosen our parents, we may have chosen the situation that they're brought, that we're brought into, and we may have chosen conflicts that needed to be, that were unresolved in previous lives, to confront them in each lifetime so that we can grow beyond them. So I'm saying all of this to share that some things that we perceive as difficulties are just active lessons that still are unfinished business that need to be put aright, the things that we need to confront, understand them, and move through them so that we can move on to the next thing. And because like energy attracts like energy, when we're working at higher frequencies, when we have positive energies in our aura, when at that point we start to interact with other energies of a similar nature. And this is why all of the ones who I'm working with, I recommend that they do Ho'oponopono, because it creates a higher frequency to surround your aura and will attract to you other higher frequencies, which is why people who are doing Ho'oponopono interact with people who are more pleasant to them, who are smiling at them, who want to be helpful, because those are the similar frequencies. And however, if our fields are damaged through negative experiences or negative thinking, then not only can that trickle into the physical body, but those big holes in the aura allow for other energies to come in that are operating at the level that what created the hole operates at. So when your aura is strong and secure, then your physical system is better, your spiritual equilibrium is better, and everything can move on at a higher level. So most of us have experienced the idea that if we walk into a room or sit in a chair, let's say we sit in a chair of someone who has been sitting in the chair watching the news or had a troublesome thought, then we will feel uncomfortable in that energy if we're not vibrating at that energy, and we'll want to move away from that. And then even if we move away, even if the person's not in the room, we are aware that the negative energy is still in the aura of the chair. So what we need to know about that is that everything has consciousness. The room has consciousness. The house has consciousness. The stones, the trees, everything has some level of consciousness. But the, one of the easiest ways for us to see it is when we walk into someone's house or sit in someone's chair or lay down in their bed, then we're really aware of the intense concentration of their energy, whether it be positive or negative. We can either feel very loved and supported in their environment, or we can feel that it's very uncomfortable and we want to move away. So when we want to move away from it, then we know that we're not resonating at that level of energy. And what happens is that those who are resonating at that level of energy will be very comfortable there. So one of the many ways that we can close any gaps from previous lifetimes or from previous thoughts of this lifetime or from patterns of behavior that have been less than productive is to make sure that our immune systems are strong, because the body has an intelligence and a consciousness of its own that's outside of who you are as the entity that inhabits it, and the body itself will protect you if you allow it to by eating fresh foods, by eating cultured foods that have microorganisms, by making sure that you have clean thoughts and that you don't dwell on negative ideas. Now, there are people who are energy vampires. And those people are people we have all met who, because of their intense desire to achieve their own goals or because of their illnesses or their physical condition, are in need of energy. And they will automatically, when allowed to, pull energy from others. The thing that we need to understand about that is that it's their organism and their survival asking to do that, but that's an inappropriate situation because the same situation exists with those who don't have bodies who have passed on. So there are people who are energy vampires who we experience in our daily life, and we probably all have met someone that is lacking energy and become more revitalized when they're around you or around others who have not protected their energy field, and they can siphon off your life force and use it for their own purposes. And this is important that you be aware of that, because you can easily, in your morning meditation, close down your field and remove anyone who has not been invited. So if you have children, they'd be in your field, or if whatever, or anyone who you have invited into your field, but if there are others who are really preying on your energy for their own purposes, for their own elevation, or because they're sick, these are, your life force is something that you have the right to protect, and something that you can easily, through meditation, in your daily morning practice, which everyone should have a daily morning practice, you should ask that anyone who's in your field or who's been looking in on you energetically without your permission, or who's been exposed to your field and is benefiting from it, you can detach them through your morning meditation just by asking, which brings us to the idea that because we live in a free choice universe, one of the first lines of defense would be to ask for protection. Because we are in a free choice universe, there are laws that prohibit our guardian angels and our loved ones and our the different ones who have power in the universe, who are around us, who love us, who are watching us. Often, you know, angels are around us, aspects of source are around us, our ancestors are around us. All of these sources that are around us would like to assist us when we are in difficulty, but we need to ask. We cannot assume that because we know that they're there, that they will stop something from happening, or that that is their purpose, even with their help. That if we need to learn a lesson, that we may need to learn the lesson in the least painful way, but we can ask every morning, and I encourage everyone to do this as a practice, to ask to be protected. And if you have small children or someone's in your care, to ask for them as well, that there be protection for them. That is the first line of defense. And if you feel that someone is siphoning off your life force, if every time you talk to them on the phone you feel tired, or if people call you on a regular basis and you can feel them getting stronger as you get weaker, this is something you don't need to feel, this vampire-type energy, you don't need to feel guilty about it, because your life force was meant for your life and not to be used by someone else's. So if someone plugs into you and they're draining you, or they're stealing your health or your blessings or your prosperity, or trying to attach themselves to your prosperity or your blessings, you have the right to disconnect them because you're not existing for that person's evolution. We are all moving together, but everyone, no one can learn another person's lesson for them, because then they'd still have to learn it for themselves. So it's just like if you do a math problem at school and you get the right answer, and then they ask you, well, how did you get it, and you can't get it, you still have to learn how to get it to graduate from that level of education to the next. So it's the same. It's the same in the dimensional world. Do you have any questions? Oh,
I don't have
time
any
vote.
Go ahead.
It's time for our commercial, and we can come back, and if we have any, we can take them then.
Okay.
Soul Solution Food for the Soul Radio is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have over 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now. And if you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/soulsolution, you get one free audiobook and a one-month trial of service.
All right, we do have a caller, and if there's anyone else that would like to ask a question or share anything, please press 1 so that I can know that you're in queue. Our first caller is Tavares. Your mic is unmuted.
Peace. In the cash, lady.
In the cash, Tavares, how are you?
I am wonderful. Yourself?
Oh, I just love hearing that. I'm just having a perfect experience. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, I'd like to share a testimony of some events that transpired yesterday.
Oh,
it
great.
It was a wowerful experience. That's my new word, by the way. Wowerful. Yes, as some of the listeners may know, ASEA is touring the U.S. and has paid me a visit or gifted me a visit with a presence in South Florida. And we were actually on our way to the store, and we're driving, and we see a car back up. They ended up speeding, reversing, driving forward. But before that, ASEA, she said, "I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you," to them. Or if I'm not mistaken, like, "Have a beautiful day." That whole day, she kept saying to strangers, "Have a beautiful day, have a lovely day," and brightening people's day. So the same vehicle that reversed and drove forward, apparently there was some confrontation. There was about 3 cars at the stop sign. We're sitting there just watching the movie, and about 4 of the cars pull up. So there's about 6-7 cars, not including traffic, that's trying to get around these people. And there's this huge confrontation, but before it can build up, ASEA steps out the car, and she shouts, "I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you." And immediately, everyone looked at her, looked back, and started restructuring themselves and going back to their vehicles. There wasn't a word uttered. Like, the exchange of words and the arguments, the profane language, all of it ceased. And everyone was in a perfect order, car after car, passing by. And it was, I call it extreme Ho'oponopono, because that was Ho'oponopono that I've experienced. And we were just in a loss of words. Like, this really happened? Did this really just take place? And I thought the story would go right along the lines of the protection, and also you mentioned using Ho'oponopono, and for those that would like to use extreme Ho'oponopono in this way, I am a witness. It works. So that's basically the story from yesterday that I wanted to share, but very powerful.
Before you go away, Sia, what do you have to say for yourself?
I am just over here just laughing hysterically, because it was a surreal experience for me, because, like, there was one confrontation, and then it was about to turn into, like, 3 different ones. And I'm sitting there, and, we couldn't go anywhere, so my body, I'm always talking about my body versus my mind. My mind was like, okay, you need to get away from this situation. But my body was like, no, I'm the martyr. I'm going to get out of this car, and I'm going to dismantle all of this foolishness. And as my body is getting out the car to start yelling Ho'oponopono over and over again, my mind is like, what are you doing? Get back in the car and drive off. It was two different experiences that I was having, but my body just took control, and, like, literally it was, they might have thought I was, like, an undercover police officer the way that I, like, dispersed everything, but it was amazing. Like, I'm still, like, processing what happened last night because it's something that I've never done on that extreme level, but obviously, you know, that whole situation came into my our reality for a reason. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, next time I think it would be an excellent new YouTube video.
Yeah. We were so in the moment that a camera wasn't even thought of because it was really like, okay, these people are about to really hurt each other. So it was like, no time for cameras. We got to save the day. But, yeah, it was a great experience.
Well, it also proves the point that the purpose, and we're talking about protection, which really has everything to do with soul clearing. It has everything to do with your elevation and your ascension. And what I constantly share with everyone who is doing this work and who wants to do this work is you are, in fact, the ones who are actually saving the lives of your fellow humans. And if you save their lives, you save your life because we're all connected. So this is a truth. I think you experienced a truth. And I'm just so glad that you had the reality of the experience of you and Tavares of what it is that you are to the rest of humanity, and that your connection to humanity is so clear. You're not separate from other people just because they're in lower vibrations. You're still connected and still can have an impact on them. And if there were more of us, then what amazing things could happen. So I'm thinking it's spectacular.
Yes, it was. It was a beautiful experience, and thank you, Tavares, for sharing your perspective of it, because I don't know where I was at. I was in many different dimensions at one time during that experience.
Yes, and you're most welcome.
Thank you, Tavares.
Thank you.
All right, and our next caller is area code 954. Last four digits, 8741. Your mic is unmuted.
Well, blessings, peace. This is Revelation, a.k.a. host of Get Your It Together. Hello, Loda. How are you?
Well, how are you? I'm so happy to hear from you, James. I'm really glad you called because I wanted to mention I'm going to be on your show Saturday morning at 10 a.m., and I hope you'll give the information out while you're on here.
Well, absolutely. But first I want to share Ho'oponopono is so powerful. I've been using that for a while, and I've actually turned it into an affirmation that I use on a regular, or I've been using on a regular, and I've used it so much that even if I don't use it, the energy is forever around me. So occasionally I'll think of it. But instead I say, thank you, I love you, I apologize, please forgive me. I say that because I'm never sorry. I've never been sorry. I've never said I'm sorry about anything. I just said it now. But again, because everything has vibration and everything, so I just tweaked it a little for me. It's not that it's a bad thing. It's just that that's not something that I say. So thank you, I apologize, please forgive me, and I love you is like an affirmation for me, and I use it, and I have used it. And then I add some other stuff. For I am the abundance, I am the, you know, and I go on into some other things and I add to that. But anyway, it has that, as you say, that heightened, higher frequency of vibration, and it affects everything, everything. Not just you, but everything, as their testimonies will prove out. in all situations and every, I mean, and it's amazing how it just instantly makes the adjustments right now, instantly, with work, with situations, with circumstances, with people. It is a dynamo in terms of altering the level of what is to be or what is happening in the moment. Amazing, amazing. So I love you for sharing that. I've been sharing that on my show. I used to open with my show in terms of that affirmation. And just to share with people, you know, again, it's a free will and a choice universe, so people can use it. They don't, it's on them. It's not a, you know, it's a choice thing. So I thank you for the opportunity to be a part of your show and to share that with your show. Now, your show, I mean, your show, I thought I overslept, but I was wrong. It was, I said 11 Eastern, and I'm going to change that. But it's actually 12 Eastern, and I work nights, as I told you before, and I woke up at like 2 or 3 minutes to 12, and I said, oh, I hope I didn't miss the show. And then I said, yeah, I did, because it started at 11, but the way it's supposed to work, it's a 12 Eastern. So I'm in the Eastern time zone, so I was right on time. So everything is just always falling into place with Ho'oponopono as well. It's just amazing how things work. But anyway, thank you for agreeing to be on Get Your It Together this Saturday, 10 a.m. Eastern to 12. And the call number, the call-in number is 773-897-6555. And, of course, you push 1 when you want to speak. And it's www.blogtalkradio.com/GYIT, the acronym for Get Your It Together. And we're going to – and it is Yin Saturday. Yin Energy Saturday is a special program that I do. Well, I should say we, because I have a female co-host, Goddess L, a.k.a. LaKenta, is the co-host for that particular program. Every third Saturday is Yin Energy Saturday, and you're going to be a part of that, which is phenomenal. She hosts it, by the way. So this is the Yin Energy, you know, the female thing. Of course, I'm there, and I'll be working the switchboard, and I'll have a question or two. I'll share mine a little bit, but that's going to be the dialogue will be between you, mostly between you and Goddess L, a.k.a. And again, I'm Revelation, a.k.a. King James, K-Y-N-G-J-A-Y-M-E-S. And I've been doing that show now going into almost 3 years. It'll be 3 years in October. And just, I can't stop. It's like I have to do it no matter what. If I don't feel well, I'd start doing the show. Whatever it is dissipated. So it's an amazing experience. This whole journey is an amazing experience. And in every moment, it's the experience of a lifetime. So we should all relish in that and learn to raise our frequency so that we can balance and harmonize our energies with ourselves. Because basically that's what we're doing. And I'm done. Thank you so very much.
Well, thank you for calling in. I'm going to, well, you can, I'm thanking you. We're going to continue with our topic, and I'm also going to make some comments about things you shared, but we're going to go on, and I look forward to being on the show on Saturday. Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. Most welcome. Thank you.
Asiya, do we have someone else? Because I want to make some comments first.
We do. Do you want to go ahead and make your comments and then bring on the next caller?
Right, because I also want to get into this idea of disembodied souls, but I want to make comments about the Ho'oponopono. You know, it's so wonderful that Ho'oponopono has, most of you know I am a practitioner of Ho'oponopono, the Hawaiian method of reconciliation that comes to us from a female shaman named Morna, who taught Dr. Hulin Hihakalea. And we've had many, many shows concerning it. And I want to bring forward, you know, there's much information that's not well known concerning Ho'oponopono, and we have so many people who have given wonderful testimonies. But I want also to share with everyone that you are free. This is a free choice in the universe. You're free to use the frequencies of the expressions and the three or the four expressions, however it is that you best resonate with them. But I encourage everyone to use the opportunity to say it in the order and in the way that it was brought forward from the ancient Hawaiian tradition by using it and use the word I'm sorry, because it helps us with our ego. It helps us. There are many definitions for the word sorry in the dictionary, and it allows us to recognize that at some point in our lives we may have stubbed someone's toe, or we may have done something. We may have inadvertently in some way allowed someone to reach a lower vibration, and to express that regret by saying it out loud in our own brains, in the privacy of our own mind, opens up doors so that we're not trapped by our ego. So I want to encourage everyone who is using it to use it in whichever way you see fit, but to know that there's a reason why these frequencies work together in the way that they do and have the power that they have, and that to change the expression, you're free to do that, and if it works for you, wonderful, but there is a key in the expression of regret, because it has to do with strengthening your ego, that you can humble yourself to acknowledge anything that you may have done, even accidentally. Now, the next thing I wanted to make sure we get a chance to speak about is this idea that there are demons and there are devils and there are people who have their ghosts who come and go in our, who share the same space with us. And before we take the next caller, I want to share this little bit so that we can get through this part of our discussion today. And that is this idea that when people leave their bodies, they have so many hours, they have 90 hours before they become permanently stuck on the physical plane. So when a person passes over, all of the ancient material tells us that what they're thinking of at the moment they pass over is has much to do with what their experience will be when they first pass over. Many people who believe in the idea and the concept of hell are afraid when they die, so they're afraid to go towards the light. And so they can, because they still have free will, just because you have a body doesn't mean you don't have free will. You have a different kind of body. Your physical body is left behind, but you're at the same level of consciousness. You're the same person when you first pass over. You just don't have a body. So you have the ability to use your free choice to stay here. And if you stay past a certain point, then you remain here until someone releases you. So because these entities they no longer take food and they no longer take drink, but they do still need energy or they will die on the astral plane, they will find buildings or people to inhabit so that they have energy. And that's what we call hauntings. And it's important for you to understand how that works. So if there's a house or a person who has a lot of intense energy, if you live in a building where there's fighting going on or there's a lot of negative energy, it will attract to it these astral or discarnates so that they can feed on the energy, so that they can stay alive on the astral plane. And so many great hauntings and buildings that we know about have everything to do with this experience. And it's not at all uncommon for those who are sensitive or those who are prone to emotional outbreaks or people who cry a lot or who generate a lot of emotional energy to experience earthbound spirits or hauntings. And those who are taking drugs, who have alcohol, who are addicted, who get high, the energy, the disembodied energy or the discarnates can attach themselves to you and experience the same thing. And often when people have blackouts or lose time, it's because of these ideas that there is this understanding or this level of once you are at a low enough frequency, it is as if you are saying, yes, you may inhabit me. If you walk into a place where spirits are soul and you want to have spirits, you want to drink spirits so that you can be other than yourself, and you will get what you're asking for. So I wanted to make sure we cover this kind of experience so that you know that there are some very risky behaviors and that you plan for the idea of if we know that we will eventually pass over, then we want to plan for ourselves to be in certain frequencies so that we can go on to these peaceful and harmonious frequencies and not end up being astral bodies that are seeking energy and looking to become vampires. So I wanted to move into that idea, and much of this has to do with your own behavior, how you eat, how you think, what your choices are, whether you're watching pornography or drinking hard alcohol or getting drunk every weekend or taking drugs and staying outside of yourself. However, I don't want to keep our caller too late, so if you will let the caller come in now, we'll continue.
All right. Our next caller is area code 914, last four digits 4252. Your mic is unmuted.
Hello, how are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, how are you today?
Good, good, thank you. I had a question. Would that be okay?
Sure, sure, by all means.
I was wondering if I should go to California at the end of the month. Do you see that going well for me?
This is not a psychic reading program. This is a program about, today our program is about protection and spirit protection. So usually we do have a psychic on once a month on Fridays, but she's not on today. I do not do psychic readings online. So I'm not able to answer that question, but if you have a question that relates to our topic, I'll be happy to explore that.
Yes, I was listening. It's about protection. You said, I was wondering, I know it's like kind of, I don't know if the word is taboo, but about jealousy, like if there's people around you, like you notice, like if you talk to people and then something doesn't really work out, do you believe that people's jealousy kind of projects and impedes?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's an excellent question. I'm really glad you asked it. It speaks to what we're talking about, and it's exactly the kind of everyday activity that everyone encounters. And this is what you can do. Just as I mentioned earlier, that thought is the most powerful thing there is in the universe. If a person directs their thought to you and it's a negative thought and you haven't previously fortified yourself with a practice like Ho'oponopono or a daily meditation, asking that the spiritual beings who love and who care about you protect you, then you leave yourself open. But I want to explain something to you because jealousy is like a curse. And there's two things that happen. And this is really, I'm very happy you called in. This is what the listening audience needs to know.
No, actually.
When someone directs negative energy towards you, whether they're thinking, I don't like her hair and, she's not anything or whatever they're directing, that is, in fact, a curse. And what happens, there are two ways that this manifests itself. In the first cause, what happens is the person sends you that message. And then because they had the message, and we talked about this, the law of cause and effect, the energy they sent out to you will return to them in equal measure and with the same amount of enthusiasm they sent it to you. Now, when it returns is really dependent on a whole variety of unseen causes. But in the meantime, what happens is it's sent to you and you have the opportunity to reject it. So if you know if you know that someone is sending you dangerous, negative energy, you can choose not to receive it. You can say, all things unlike love may not enter. You can say, I do not accept any negative into my life. You can say, I don't accept it from whatever the person's name is. And you can protect yourself from it by doing that, because the person has already set they have already set in motion the universal law of equal return for what you send out. So they, by them sending it to you, they are automatically going to receive it back at some point in their experience, this lifetime or the next, today or tomorrow. In the meantime, if you know that you're feeling uncomfortable or you know someone is directing this kind of energy towards you, you are not to be in combat with them. You are to refuse to receive it. You're like, oh, no, this doesn't belong to me. I send it right back to you. This is not mine. Let it return to its sender. I reject it. And that will protect you. The thing that happens is people lose presence of mind. They don't remember. They don't know. In the moment, they feel so challenged and so emotional that someone would direct something so negative to them, they often lose their footing. But if you have a practice where every morning you wake up and you put yourself in the energy of love and protection, if you adopt the habit of using thank you, I love you, please forgive me, I'm sorry, if you add this into your repertoire of every day, and you can look this material up on YouTube and a variety of places. I have a lot of shows where I've discussed in depth about Ho'oponopono. So if you use that, or if you wake up in the morning and you ask, would source or whatever, if you are attached to a religion, if you call on whatever the deity of your religion is or the name, and if you ask that your guardian angels and your ancestors protect you, and that when you recognize, when you have the awareness that someone is directing something to you, you should reject it and say, all things unlike love may not enter. I reject anything that's not that. Another person does not have more power to overcome your sovereignty unless you give it to them. So when someone's directing something to you and you accept it, then you're stuck with it. Then you have a curse, and then you need to have someone remove the curse. But you have the ability to remove it yourself immediately. So the business I'm in is removing curses and removing contracts and removing these kinds of attachments and this kind of interference. But you can do it if you have the presence of mind to do it, so that it doesn't accumulate to be, you know, where you need a professional. So that helpful to you?
Mm-hmm. No, that's wonderful. Thank you. Yeah, because everything you said resonated. Yes.
And it's really, if this is really the truth, you are in charge on this level in the third dimension, on this planet. You are the one in charge of what you will accept and what you want, what you will think and what you will not think. When you understand that, you will be freer and you'll be happier, and then you can use all the other tools that we teach so that you can be free of someone else's bad behavior. So thank you so much. That was an excellent question. I'm so glad you asked it.
Thank you. Thank you so much for a wonderful answer. Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thank you. You also. God bless. Thank you.
Well, I see.
All right, we have,
have a part two. Will our listeners be able to hear this? Are we programmed for more than an hour?
Yeah, it'll go over.
Okay, great.
Okay, all right.
So
we have two more callers. All right,
two. We have how many? It went from two to four.
We have two more callers, and the first caller is area code 205, last four digits 1639. Your mic is unmuted.
In Lakesh, this is Demetrius, the artist formerly known as Demetrius. And my question was, your Ho'oponopono service, do you teach people how to do that?
You mean the service I have on the website?
Yes.
Well, what is happening is that, Demetrius, thank you for calling. what's happening is that it's a very simple technique that you can learn, and I recommend that everyone, and I think when you came in for your DNA, it was required reading to you in your homework to read the book, Zero Limits by Joe Vitale, which discusses the story. Once you read the book, I encourage you to call me so that I can share with you. The book just tells you what it is and what it does, but it doesn't tell you how to use it. There's a very specific way to use Ho'oponopono so that it will help you. And I have really had a great deal of experience with this. So it is only the four phrases, but there is a specific way for you to learn how to do it. And each person, I usually give a prescription. But this is how it goes, Demetrius. You say, and I want to tell you that I'm not saying this from not having had my own experience. I did Ho'oponopono 3 hours a day for 3 years to become a practitioner. So I have clarity on how this works. And we've helped people who are in prison. We've helped people who are in dire situations with this. And it's important, it's very important that you know that that it's good to use it as an accumulated force, not as like a bedtime prayer, not something you say randomly once, but to build up the frequencies around you. So what I encourage everyone to do is to tithe 10% of their day, 2 hours and 4 minutes, because you're thinking anyway, to think these thoughts, and your life will change. Your life will dramatically change, dramatically. So if you tithe 2 hours and 4 minutes, which means you say, thank you, I love you, please forgive me, I'm sorry, you will start to clear away your karma from past lives and the reasons you're encountering whatever you're encountering in your daily experience. It'll start to be wiped away because it's operating as a clearing mechanism, as a scrubber to scrub away activities and events from past lives that you're not even connected with. And at the same time, it will tremendously affect what's going on in your current life and make everyone much more easy to operate with. So when you if you go back and look at your homework assignments from your DNA, your number one homework assignment book to read was Zero Limits. So I encourage you to get it. You can get it for free on audible.com. Read it, then text me, and we'll talk about it a little bit more. But in general, I give everyone the prescription of 2 hours and 4 minutes, and you need to figure it out. Now, when you do it, and I can see it because I'm a practitioner, so I can see how much Ho'oponopono is around you, and I can determine whether you need to do a little more or a little less based on what's happening with your own integration at the time. But it is a very important thing because it changes your frequency bandwidth, just like your computer has a bandwidth. If you do it 10% of the thinking day, because you're thinking in your sleep, you're thinking while you're awake, if there's 24 hours in a day, then you can significantly change your experience. Now, what you see on the website is something different. What we do at DNAReplicate.com is when a person has a project or something special they're working on and they want extra help with it, specifically, for instance, I wrote 3 books, and the 3rd book I wrote, I worked Ho'oponopono into the book. So I ended up doing an 18-city tour around the country. And it was a self-published book, so that's almost unheard of, but I Ho'oponopono'd each page, and I did it for several months. So I got the benefit of that clearing energy in it. So what the service is that's on my website is a service. If you want to purchase someone to do Ho'oponopono for you, for your project, for your activity, you can purchase it. You will receive a booklet that I've written concerning Ho'oponopono, and you'll also receive Ho'oponopono frequency water to help you with your frequency. And you can purchase it in blocks of whatever amount that you would like to. So that is a service, and people do buy that service on the website. And we have staff at DNAReplicate.com that are devoted specifically to doing Ho'oponopono for others. So does that explain what that is for you?
Yes. And, Sia, you got to come to Alabama. Okay, that's it.
Yes, Demetrius, you are on my list, so I will be coming to see you.
Okay.
I think Sia's in Miami now. And she's going to be headed to the rest of the country as time goes forward. I think that's as tight as we can get your schedule, right, Asiya?
Yeah, that's perfect.
And we have our last caller for today.
Yes, and thank you, Demetrius. Our last caller is area code 305, last four digits 6871. Your mic is unmuted.
Welcome. How are you?
Fine. Just wanted to share one last story. This does deal with protection and actually has to do with the Rain body wash. So just a quick backstory.
It sounds like there's wind in your background. Can you close the window? It sounds like we're hearing some wind.
I'm outside under the trees.
Oh, okay.
okay.
All right.
Okay, is that better?
Yes, it is.
Okay, beautiful. Yeah, so I am living back at home with some family, and my mother lives in the home as well. And I leave my products out, like the Rain body wash, and it's just out. It's there, just hanging in the shower. She happens to use the shower. And I'm chilling in my room. She comes back to me. She goes, "Vari," that's what they call me. "Vari, what is that stuff in there? That stuff had me burning. I had to stop using it." And I was like, "Oh my gosh! Like, are you serious?" And my family, they're, you know, they still have third dimensional tendencies and aren't aware of energetic health. But I just thought it was so hilarious how that played out.
So what she was saying was she felt a physical experience of what she didn't know what was going on. But would you explain what was going on for the ones who are listening who don't know what's actually happening and what the Rain product is?
Yeah, sure. Basically, what was going on was an energetic clearing for her. She was getting clean and cleared without her awareness of it. And what you can use the Rain body wash for is, you know, when you're interacting or engaging with multiple people, and like you mentioned about the cords, attachments, and little things of that nature, it'll help.
Yeah.
And I use it on a daily. And yeah, so that's basically what happened to her. She felt the removal of whatever dense energies that she had on her starting to lift, and it brought about the physical burning sensation. So that's basically what happened with her.
Well, I'd like to know if you noticed anything different about her after she used the body wash.
Well, she was lighter, though. I can say that much. She was lighter.
So you could feel energetically that she wasn't as dense. Is that what you're saying when you say lighter?
I'm sorry. Say that once more.
Are you saying that you could energetically feel that she wasn't as dense? Or when you say the word lighter, is that what you're meaning?
Correct. That's precisely what I meant. You know, I do believe she needs to use it a few more times, but it did make a difference. It made a difference.
Well, you know, I mentioned earlier in the show, I have a complimentary product that's another clearing device that people can use on a daily basis to remove the accumulation of world energies, to remove the debris of our daily experiences, to remove any negative that we encounter. And so now we have a body cream that has my frequencies, my exorcism frequencies in it, and it has other things in it that will help keep you clean and clear. So thank you so much for sharing that. And I think, again, that was a perfect story to share with us on this particular show that we're having this week. And we may continue this next week because there was much more material that relates to individual ascension that also relates to keeping yourself clean and clear so that everyone who is born at this time, who was really meant to move forward and elevate into the next dimensional experience, can easily do it with this information that's available. So thank you so much. And thank you, everyone, for listening today. And next week we'll continue with more of the idea of energetic protection. In Lakesh, everyone.
In Lakesh, everyone, have a beautiful day.
Same.
Soul Solution Food for the Soul Radio is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have over 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now. And if you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/soulsolution, you get one free audiobook and a one-month trial of service.
This is a message from your higher self. My sister said, free your mind to shine. That's right. Y'all know that it's time.
One single fear can lead to fears for years that take over your life and keep you wasting tears. Feeling lost and all alone keeps you from shifting gears. You're stuck in the past, you keep on looking in your rear. Your foot is on the brake, but the world's right in front of you. Your life is what you make it. You don't believe? Well, I do. As a matter of fact, I know it's the universe. I flow anywhere I want to. I go divine time, whether fast or slow. It's time to detach from all this drama and these issues. Living a life full of lack. Your thoughts of self are so minuscule. Break those chains. Victimization and the blame. Take responsibility for what you are creating. It's yours. It's yours. Not Jesus takes the wheel. Your life is out of control because you don't want to deal with the truth of you. You'd rather be living lies. Instead of embracing light, you comply with the dark side. Free your mind to shine. That's what life's all about. Consciousness expansion collapses all your doubts. Raise your vibrations. Accept no limitations. Your life force is yours. It's infinite creation. Be the best you can be in each and every moment of life. For life, you deserve it. So own it. Anything lesser keeps you under pressure until those pipes burst from all those thoughts you let fester. Clean up everybody. Everybody, everywhere. Limitlessness is waiting, but only if you're there. Some food for thought, solutions for the soul. Decalcify the I and turn your heart into gold. Forgiveness of self creates abundance and wealth. Unconditional love equals everlasting health. Don't you know everything you need is inside of you? You gotta make the choice to represent the truth. There's no need to fear all that junk you hear. When those toxic levels rise, just close off both your ears. Like la 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 la. And ho-oh-pono-pono, discombobulate those demons. They run away like, oh no. I'm sorry, please forgive me. Thank you and I love you. Instant magic out your mouth. No guns needed. It's the best tool. Do you get what I'm saying or no? Do you resonate or no? Am I making sense or no? Do you want to be free or no? It's all up to you and the decisions that you make. Make for your life and what you want to create. The power is yours. So take heed to this message and open up those doors to see who the best is. It's you. It's you. It's you. It's you. Free your mind to shine. Y'all know that it's time.